Middle school students at Howard Connect Academy here in Chattanooga are learning robotics. They work in a remotely operated vehicle, which they navigate in an indoor pool in their own classroom. Tennessee Valley Robotics is partnering with the Hamilton County Schools to bring the robotics curriculum into every school over the next 5 years. Scott Rosenau is a founding member of the nonprofit and a teacher at the academy. Scott, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Tell us more about Tennessee Valley Robotics.
Tennessee Valley Robotics has actually been around for a long time. 5 years ago, we went through the process of creating a nonprofit so that we could continue our work across the Tennessee Valley. So there's a 7-state region that TVA supports through different programming and funding sources. When our contacts at TVA started to retire, we realized to continue working with Hamilton County Schools specifically, but also with schools and school districts across the Southeast, we would need to have an independent way of doing that. So 5 years ago, we established a nonprofit, and our goal or mission is to support robotics and STEM education across that 7-state region. So we work with roughly 200 or more than 200 competitive robotics teams that work in a lot of different programs, but we also work to support curriculum-based robotics and STEM curriculum in different schools and in different school districts across the 7-state region.
You are an intermediary between the schools and the organizations that provide the equipment and the curriculum.
Exactly. So we work with roughly 5 different robotics platforms, if you want to call them that. So FIRST Robotics, FIRST stands for Inspiration in Robotics, Science, and Technology. That was a program that was started many years ago by Dean Kamen and a think tank. And that group split off to form 2 other programs. One is called VEX Robotics, and that's actually a program of the Robotics Education and Competition Foundation that's based in Texas. FIRST is still in New Hampshire. So those are the 2 biggest programs. The 3rd program that broke off is called BEST Robotics, and their platform is a little bit different because they create a really interesting program for students that work in a group where they arrive at an event location at the beginning of the day. They're given their package of parts and told what their robot has to do, and they spend the day building a robot, and that afternoon they compete to see who is the most successful in doing it. The other 2 programs are more seasonal. It works for a very long period of time, 6 to 8 months out of the school year, where you develop a robot to complete a specific task, and that works at different grade levels and different difficulty levels. And at the end of the season, which generally differs based on the program, if you're in a 6-month program, at the end of that program, they're going to do local and state competitions, and that's going to lead to a world competition somewhere in the United States later in the spring or early summer. So BEST is unique in that there's also MATE, which is the Marine Advanced Technology and Education Program, which is actually underwater ROV, the remote operated vehicles where students design and build, and they're trying again to complete a challenge. One of the other programs that we do is we support the electric car program. Here in Chattanooga, Green Spaces has done a fabulous job working with Green Power USA. So we help provide the car kits for different schools to start building. And there's both elementary, middle, and high school levels for that. And then there have been various schools that have had their STEM labs or a STEM program started through funding provided by Tennessee Valley Robotics or TVA if it's more than 5 years ago. So there's quite a bit that's going on. What we're really trying to focus on as an entity supporting robotics in education is more curriculum focused or in the classroom robotics. And there's several reasons for that. The key reason is that competitive robotics has a finite number of students. Certain programs have teams of 10. Certain programs work better with teams of 3 or 4. Others, the FIRST Robotics Competition, which is a high school program, you can have different groups that have up to 300 people on a single team. And they all have different jobs or responsibilities as team members. But if you're not a team, if you can't work after school, you're limited to what you can do. So we really started about a year ago developing a plan for how could we, over the next 5 years, help increase the presence of robotics in education across every Hamilton County school so that every student would have an opportunity to experience robotics as a connected part of their learning. So whether it's connected to a science curriculum or connected to a math curriculum, or it's taught as a related arts class where students rotate through that programming, the goal would be to reach more students so that they could then choose, do they want to engage in this as a member of a competitive team, or does it simply open up some possibilities of future career choices or study that they might engage in as a high school student or as a college student?
Tell us more about the work that you do specifically at Howard Connect Academy.
Well, I have the pleasure of working in a digital fabrication lab. So a lot of talk has happened in the last year about the fab labs and the presence of more e-labs in Chattanooga than any other part of the world. I've actually had the benefit of creating labs in two schools. 2 years ago, I worked with one at Hickson Middle School, helped to design and build that lab out and get it started before coming to a brand new school that had a different kind of framework and design. So Howard Connect really looks at interdisciplinary learning. So instead of having isolated classroom instruction that's subject-based, we're really trying to focus on what's the connection between this topic or concept and various subject areas. So at Howard Connect, in addition to running the e-lab there, I do a lot of robotics. I coach VEX robotics. I provide a VEX class for our sixth graders. So every sixth grader in our school experiences robotics as a student entering into Howard Connect for the first time. That's usually a three-week mini program that's part of a six-week course where they get exposed to what they can do in the lab, how programming and coding are a part of so many different things, especially electronic devices, so that they would start considering themselves as producers rather than just consumers. So if they're thinking about video games, how could they think about designing and coding their own game rather than just playing someone else's? So I also coach the MATE team. I coach the electric car team, and really trying to help students see the opportunities that exist to them with a population that previously may have not had those opportunities made available to them. And that's really the goal. How can we expose students to the experience that they don't even understand exists to them so that they could start thinking about what are they going to do in high school? What kind of job do they want to have? And that's really my goal. Acting as a liaison with Tennessee Valley Robotics and Hamilton County Schools is really to help teachers become more aware and administrators be more aware of what's possible so that they could then take advantage of that. So I work with different schools to write grants so that they could receive equipment. But then we know as Tennessee Valley Robotics that equipment without ongoing training and support is kind of a fly-by-night. Very often it becomes something that gets pushed into a closet or staffing changes and what happens to that equipment, no one knows. So we're really trying to create an offering that is not just, here, let us get some equipment for you, but let us guide you through the process. Let us tailor this to your students or your needs at your school. And if something competitive, if you identify within a class where you work with 25 students every quarter through the school year, and in doing that, you identify 10 that are like, hey, we want to do more of this. How can we participate in this? How can we compete? That's really just kind of an outgrowth. That's the way we see it, not the end goal. Our goal is to help really make students more aware of what they could do if they're not aware of it now.
How do you see the field of robotics in years and decades to come, especially since you are working with students and trying to prepare them for potential jobs in the field of robotics, whether those jobs are elsewhere or they're right here in Chattanooga in Southeast Tennessee, in the Southeast?
I think my key outlook is growth. What you just alluded to is in this area, in Tennessee, in the Southeast. In Chattanooga alone, there are more than 100 businesses that utilize robotics in their process. And whether that's a business like Amazon in their distribution center, where they have robotic devices that read lines on floors and codes on shelving, pull the merchandise that they're shipping and take it to an area where it's packaged, or whether it's at Erlanger and the hospitals that are using robotic systems to actually do medical procedures. There are so many places. One of the key things that I found when Volkswagen opened was spending time in the academy and seeing how these robotic systems that I saw for the very first time in the movie Dave, where the actor steps into this suit and opens his arm and this giant robotic device throws its arms up, and you start to envision, well, is it just a movie? Well, you can see similar systems like that at Volkswagen that they're using in their manufacturing of the vehicles there. And those are just probably the ones that stand out the most. I think that the things that touch on things like robotics are tooling systems that they use in businesses like Master Machine, where they're actually fabricating parts for submarines and for TVA nuclear facilities. And some of the mechanisms are very similar. So our view of robotics tends to be the humanoid or the human-shaped figure that's going to move around, or recently the dogs that you see that can move around on their legs and they're walking through spaces. And, you know, I think a lot of the things that we see in movies or in television, that fantasy-based stuff is built off of reality. So we're going to see more and more of it. And I think that part of it is recognizing that even in our fabrication labs, these e-labs that we have that will number like 25 in the fall, there'll be 25 of them across Hamilton County alone. The mechanisms that they use in a CNC router or a 3D printer are very robotic-like, and they're all code-driven. So our work with microbits, where a student can actually take an 8-bit computer chip that reflects or represents the same amount of power a 1980s desktop computer had, but they can use this little 2x2 chip and create a robotic device, a device that can follow a line or respond to a sound or complete a simple task, a repetitive task. And I think that when we start thinking about the jobs of today or in the near future, in the next 10 years that the students that I currently work with are going to be filling, a lot of those jobs are going to be utilizing robotic systems. And whether it's an arm or whether it's a truck, we would think of it like the pump cars that they used to have on railroad tracks where you could move simple equipment or small equipment from one space to another. These same things are used to transfer equipment, heavy materials, merchandise from one side of a warehouse to another, so a human doesn't have to carry it. If we continue to think about robotic devices as things that aid human faculty or make things safer for humans in the workplace, I think they're going to be really relevant. I had a parent at Howard Connect who works at Gestamp, and his daughter is in my class. And one of the things that he didn't know is, what do we do in this class? And I think that one of the things that Tennessee Valley Robotics can do, and sometimes in a broader way than a school, is help to make people aware of what's happening in classrooms across Hamilton County specifically, but across rooms that do robotics, and what are the connecting points to future careers or future study. And not every student is going to go to college. And not every student should, but they may need to have specific skills that allow them to get into a training program at a job site that would allow them to work with something that's robotic without having an advanced degree. So as we continue to expose students to robotics, electronics, making, problem solving, and critical thinking, I think that those skills that they develop over time as middle school students, as high school students, and even as elementary school students, that they're going to aid them in knowing more of what they want to do, instead of maybe thinking, well, I'm going to do what my mom does or my dad does, or I'm going to work at a local fast food restaurant or a local store. What else is there available to me? And these experiences are going to help them to look for those.
And where can people go online to keep up on everything at Tennessee Valley Robotics and its partnership with the Hamilton County Schools?
Right now, our website has a title, so it's tnvrobotics.org. That's the best place to go to look at current programming. and offering. As we continue to develop our partnership with Hamilton County Schools, we will enrich that website by providing more examples of what's currently going on. I know right now, this year, Westview Elementary has engaged fully across every grade level, K-5 at the school. Even their developmental classrooms are using robotic and STEM materials provided by Tennessee Valley Robotics to help create a through line from kindergarten all the way through fifth grade. Big Ridge Elementary will begin doing that same thing this fourth quarter. We just were able to get everything in hand there. They're going to start, and then it'll take a fuller view or picture of that programming in the fall as we approach a new normal, maybe a more closer normal to what our normal was more than a year ago. Chattanooga School for the Liberal Arts will also be doing that. K-9 in the fall, as they begin growing their high school, their 7th, 8th, and 9th graders will be working in a specific program as part of their curriculum. And so we're just hoping to continue to do that across different schools. And then as we do that, make that evidence of that work available and visible on our website, as well as the websites that each of the individual Hamilton County schools has. We also work with some schools across Tennessee. There are a couple school districts that are trying to embed the robotics work across their entire school district, smaller school districts than our own. And we'll start making those experiences and the evidence of those programs more visible on our website in the coming months.
All right, Scott, thanks so much.
You're welcome.